Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. Welcome, welcome. This is Doctrine of Truth. As always, we are happy to have you and you. Asking you to call a friend and tell them that Doctrine of Truth is on the air. Amen. We always come in, amen, looking and seeking for normal testimonies and those that are in Christ, amen, designed to help one another. So please call a friend and tell them that Doctrine of Truth is on the air. Amen. Father, we thank you for what you're doing, Lord. We thank you to look upon each and every one, oh God, that's calling today. And Lord, we know you're able to do everything but fail. And Lord, we ask you to bless and bind Satan's hand on every part. Oh God, bless the saints that are calling, and ask you to, amen, as well as help those, amen, desired to come and couldn't come to the situations, amen, to have victory in your name. Lord, we know, oh God, without you, there's nothing can be done. And Lord, we honor you and we praise you today. In Jesus' name, we pray. Oh God, and again, we welcome you and thank you, amen, for being with us here on Doctrine of Truth, amen. And we are our subject, always discussing to, amen, these subjects to help bring growth and maturity to each and every one in Christ Jesus, to help understand. And Bible says, get wisdom, all I getting, get understanding. And we're discussing how to get God's attention. How to get God's attention. There are many things that goes on, amen, and many teaching, and many people have brought forth teaching today, but and tomorrow, and always, amen. But the church is the vehicle that God had given, whereby we can be saved. And those of you that are listening, want to share with a friend later on, you can go to our website, www.jciministries.org. Amen. www.jciministries.org. Amen. You can listen to Blog Talk Radio, Doctrine of Truth, live broadcasts. Amen. Many times you can go there and follow this ministry. Amen. If you like us on Facebook, you can go to www.facebook.com/Jesus Christ International Ministries. Facebook is www.facebook.com/JCI Ministries International Inc. Or you want to write, you can write JCI Doctrine of Truth, P.O. Box 2588, Tamarack, Florida 33320, USA. P.O. Box 25888, Tamarack, Florida 33320, USA. Amen. Call a friend and tell a friend, amen, the Doctrine of Truth is on the air. Amen. And we want to all to understand there's no right answer, wrong answer. Amen. When we're sharing, we try to share the truth at what you know and I know. Amen. And we put it together because Jesus said, in the mouth of two or three witnesses, let my word be established. Amen. So that's why we work and ask for testimonies. We work and ask for, amen, understanding from each and every one. And scripture, if you have it. If not, we always work to share with one another concerning things that are happening. Visions and dreams. Man has always, amen, wanted God's attention. He had always wanted to know the real God, but the issue was many times he doesn't want to, amen, be involved with God counseling. Amen. There are many, many gods out there. There are many things that are happening out there. Amen. But they really don't want God's attention. Amen. They just want him to approve their lifestyle. Amen. Whatever it might be, he just want them to approve their lifestyle without considering what he's all about. Amen. So that's where we are in discussing this matter concerning God's attention. You know, there are also many false teachers and false prophets. Jesus said there are many deceivers out there. Many deceivers. Amen. So it behooves us as saints of God, and behooves those, amen, that are listening and friends that you might know, amen, they are haphazardly living in and out of the church, and they're not being serious about their salvation. They're playing with God, and they're not really being concerned about any church home. Amen. Jesus said, if you can look at this, amen, and try to, and we'll look at a paraphrase in Revelation. In other words, the devil is sending all of his soldiers in these last times. All kind of soldiers are flooding the market of religion, amen, stealing the souls of the saints, amen, those that want to be saved, those that desire to see Christ, amen. All kind of false prophets are just pouring in, amen, all kind of ways. Some of them don't have a history of where they've been taught, a biblical background, schooling, denomination or no denomination, amen. They find a niche in the religious market whereby they can come in, amen, and disguise themselves and cover up where they know they can get approval from people and say that, oh, this is a religious person. But Jesus said, be not deceived. There are many, amen, have flooded the market. In other words, and they are stealing people's souls and guiding them and leading them in the wrong direction. Amen. So we want to, amen, open up this discussion, amen, concerning the real God. Actually, the real God. But what can we do? What can be done, amen, to make sure that we have gotten the attention of the real God? What can be done? What can be said that you really have gotten the attention of the real God? Amen. The creator of heaven and earth. We want to emphasize the God we're talking about is the one that created the heaven and the earth. Amen. The one that created mankind, the trees. According to Genesis, he spoke his word. And he said, let there be light, and there was light. Amen. He said things, and through his word, amen, through his word, amen, we are here today. The earth is here. Amen. Everything we see is here by the word of God. All right. The phone lines are open wherever you might be. Amen. If you press 1 on your phone, amen, and our technician, those of you, amen, viewing for the first time or listening for the first time, amen. We're also listening for testimonies and, amen, visions and dreams on this subject. We're also listening, amen, for poems and other talents, books that's been written. You might be an author of some books that has been written on a subject and like to share it here. Amen. You can call 1-855-236-2252, which is toll free, 855-236-2252, or 1-347-215-8816. Amen. To your phone, the technician will put you in. We will put in your last give you the last four digits of your telephone number. Amen. And if you want to, we give it area code and last four digits of the telephone number. Amen. If you want to mention your name, you can, but we always try to honor our guests in that manner. Amen. All right, we think we have a 954-4427. 954 area code, last four digits 4427.
Good evening, Bishop. Good evening, Bishop. It's an honor to be back on the call. It's my favorite part of the week to get on the call and discuss the Word of God. You know, this subject tonight had me very anxious to get on the call because, you know, like anything that we do, and we have people who go, if you're going to get closer to God, then you got to put your heart in. And we do it all the time, you know, to live in this world. People start out at a young age having desires to go into a certain field or somewhere along the line. A person gets attracted to something, and they begin to invest all the time and energy in it that they would know everything about it. They seek out the knowledge on that particular thing, and you will find them always putting their best effort forward to get all the knowledge they can about a particular subject or item. You take the Olympics, people train for years or 4 years at a time to get to that one moment when they can make the Olympics, or doctors spend their whole 8 years or so medical. Anything that is in a person's heart, that's what they're going to put their heart into it. When you put your heart into it, then you will get closer to God. So if you want to get closer to God, you're going to have to learn about God. And the way to learn about God is through His Word. So you're going to have to put every moment, put all your attention, really pour your heart and soul into God's Word, and there you'll find that you will draw closer to God when you learn of Him like anything else that we do.
Amen, amen. Very, very good, very good. Paul even said that in his Word, amen, that we have to renew our mind. We have to renew our mind. And as well as Apostle John says, search the Scriptures, searching the Scriptures to see whether or not, amen, we have eternal life. That's one of the break it down very clear, amen. All right, God bless you. As always, begin to push us off in a direction of a lot of revelation, amen. So we thank God for your call, amen. How can we get God's attention? Amen. How can we get God's attention? Amen. Research, understanding that research that you start us out on, amen, is very good. We need to research. We need to research, amen, to see, amen, do we have the real God? There are many gods out there. And Jesus said in Matthew 24:7-4, said Jesus answered and said to them, take heed that no man deceive you, that shall be come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. Amen. There are many. There are many. Amen. The enemy is pouring them out. Amen. Some are trained. Some, amen, wasn't trained. Many ministers, amen, it is, amen, coming out with truckloads and his whole desire, amen, to distract, destroy, and deceive men and women to come into God. Amen. All right. Well, amen. We're looking, and it was brought out earlier. Amen. We want to focus on as well, if a person desire to do anything, amen, he began to search with his whole heart. He began to search with his whole heart. Amen. In the book of Matthews, again, the first caller was brought out. Amen. Jesus is saying here, no man can serve two masters. Amen. Matthew 6:24. Either he will Either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. He cannot serve God and mammon. So a man have to decide if he really want to come God's way. He will find the real God. He will find the real God if he begin to search with him with all his heart. Amen. If he come after him. Amen. Matthew, the same chapter, Jesus was saying to us concerning the book of Matthew, the sixth chapter and the 21st verse, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Amen. So if a person desire to come after God, you have to come at him with all his heart. Amen. If you come at him with all his heart and begin to search, he'll put all his energy and time in it. Amen. It was the first caller was saying, amen. Our brother always hit some key points. Amen. You have to do it all. That's where your treasures is. And you begin to put off your treasures in heaven. Jesus made a point that, amen, we put our treasures in heaven. We lay up our treasures in heaven. Amen. Where neither the moss nor rust can get through, neither thieves can break through. So if you put your heart, amen, if you put your heart, amen, in Christ and in heaven, amen, no one can take it away. In other words, no one can take it away. All right, we're searching the scriptures as always here. Amen. On Doctrine of the Truth, we're seeking out the truth according to the scriptures. We're seeking out the Word of God according to the scriptures. Amen. You can press 1 on your phone, those of you that are listening by computer, or those of you, amen, that are sharing in some type of study. Amen. You can push 1-855-236-2252 is a toll-free number. Amen. Maybe you have a dream or vision. Amen. How to get God's attention. And it's very important to understand, amen, the gospel. Amen. God came, he gave his life. Amen. It's his son, Jesus. Yeah, God. Jesus and God is one. I know that through study, amen, of the scripture in privacy, amen, during the time, everybody should have a private time whereby you can just eat and meditate on God's word. And during that time, the Holy Spirit quickened my mind about Jesus is God. And I had to wrestle with that because I had down in my subconscious, all I had was that, you know, God and God's son, but didn't really have the understanding that they are one. They are one. And studying God's word, amen, the word of God, and Jesus is God, and the word of God began to move, amen, give me understanding, amen, that Jesus is God. So studying God's words, amen, like Paul said, that once we study to show thyself approved unto God, that's one way. Studying, amen, will get God's attention. Studying his Bible, and you have to find the right Bible, amen. It's also important when you research, find the right Bible. There are many out there. And many we mentioned here on this, amen, on this program, not only King James, but we have the New International, we have the American Standard, amen. We have the Amplified Bible, amen. And you have many more study Bibles that you should have, along with the Concordance. We have the New Geneva Study Bible that I have in my study. Amen. Some time and looking at it, and you just search the scriptures. Search the scriptures, line upon line, precept upon precept. Amen. Searching the scriptures. Amen. The old and the new. Amen. Searching the scriptures. helping you find the real interpretation of the Word of God. Helping you find the real interpretation of the Word of God. Amen. Notice Isaiah 55, and it says, "Ho, everyone that thirsts, come ye to the waters, and he that has no money, come ye buy and eat. Yea, come, buy wine, milk without money and without price. Wherefore do you spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfies not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Incline your ear, come unto me, hear, and your soul shall live. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Behold, I have given him for a witness to the people, a leader, a commander to the people." Amen. The sixth verse says, Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he's near. Amen. That was Isaiah 55 concerning God, concerning God's word. One point that came out, and we know as we begin to study, and the Word of God will give us revelation. And when there's some time, as you know, as we begin to discuss in a group setting, amen, as always, like tonight, and many more times, that we'll find that you might have a word that really shatter you, I mean, shake you, and give you such an enlightenment on a study. And that's why the Bible says, and Jesus has said, and Paul had written, the day that you hear his voice, you know, the voice of God, he speaks to us, amen, through revelation and through visions and dreams, through the Holy Spirit. But as we begin to talk and begin to pray, you get an inner feeling. You get an insight. Look like that word comes to you, and it takes up all of your energy and strength. And you say, "Oh my God!" And you say, "Oh, have you ever thought about something that you forgot about, and your mind jumped?" You say, "Oh, I forgot to do this. I forgot to call. Oh, let me hold on." You turn around, or you lost something, and your mind says, "Oh my God, I got to go back." The same way it applies with the Word of God. Jeremiah said, "My word." He told the prophet, "Say, isn't my word like a hammer?" Amen. So when you get a revelation, God give you a word. Amen. And that's the day you hear. That's when you're hearing his voice. You're hearing his voice. We might go through all type of scripture discussion and talk. And it might be one or two words that grip somebody. Amen. And you say, "Oh, I got that." Yeah, that's the day you hear him. You hear him, amen, in your spirit, in your spirit, in your inner man. Amen. All right, we're going to continue on as always. Amen. Those who like to be a part of this discussion today and tonight, wherever it might be, amen, you can call or tell a friend to call, amen, and we want to cover and give him as many possible as time. Now, we want to also, I would like to also iterate this, amen, to get God's attention. Sometimes you have to look at your situation and you find that nothing have changed. Nothing have changed. And God the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Now, in the Old Testament days, the saints, the Holy Spirit fell upon them. Amen. It, the Holy Spirit, they had faith, amen, in God. The Holy Spirit fell upon the men and women, amen. And they had that faith, amen. Habakkuk said, "The just shall live by faith," amen. They believed God, whatever he's going to do, amen. Old Testament days, and they moved. They moved, amen. They had his word. And they didn't have many of the scriptures and writing because they had to go to the priest. They had to go to the priest, and the prophet would bring a word, and the priest would have them when they come into the house of prayer. They come into the tabernacle. Amen. They would bring an offering. They would bring an offering. They have pigeons and bulls. They could bring sacrifices, some type of sacrifice, whenever, amen, it's time to go to the tabernacle. Amen. And when they do go, amen, their sins will be forgiven. Amen. Because they bring something to God. Amen. So that was the Old Testament days. It was Old Testament days. Amen. Now we're in the new dispensation of the Holy Ghost. Amen. God has rehab. He has making things easier. Do you remember the time, many of you, remember the time when we had cars? Amen. You had to crank them in the front. You had to get down with a crank and you wank and you turn and turn and in the car. Amen. Would kick off. Amen. And get in the car, then you had to drive it like a truck. You had your knees and you shift the gears. Amen. The New Testament brought like an automatic transmission. Amen. Jesus made it easier. All right, I think we have another caller. I will call again. 4427. Yes. Amen.
Amen. Yes. You know, Bishop, you're really hitting the nail on the head because, you know, you take today, there are many religions around the world. But time and time again, it has proven that when the Word of God, when the King James Version of the Bible, of the religion, is printed in other languages and distributed in different countries, people, for the first time, have an opportunity to get to know God one-on-one for themselves. Many countries and places, people are always taught and told about whatever religion there is, and they are simply made to obey or follow that religion. But when people get an opportunity to study for themselves the Word of God, which is something they never had before, and even today, there are many organizations trying to get the Word of God into the hands of people who have never, ever had that word before in their hand. And it's proven time and time again, everywhere that a person gets an opportunity to get that word in their hand and study it for themselves, they find that they easily draw closer to God simply because this is an opportunity they haven't had before. When you're doing anything and you get knowledge on that particular thing, and you pour yourself into that knowledge, you're going to find that you're going to draw closer to whatever it is, especially the Word of God. The Word of God speaks for itself. God's Word is all by itself. It doesn't need anything added to it or taken away from it. And every time someone puts aside all the distraction and get into the Word of God, they immediately have a transformation of mind because the Word is powerful and it's alive. It's the only living Word that's in print. And when people read that Word, it comes alive in their spirit. And their spirit start crying out for it. The more that they study it, the more their spirit cry out for it. So if we're going to get closer to get God's attention or get closer to Him, then we're going to have to apply ourselves. It's one thing to believe, but it's a whole different thing to apply yourself, and that means you got to spend time in it. You got to set aside a time. If you don't have a regular time now, then you have to set a schedule up when at this particular time I'm going to study the Word of God. There are people who do not have the Bibles and stuff. They are pleading to get them, and once they get them, they treasure them. You know, there was a time when we was coming up, every home at the focus point, when you entered anyone's home, you always saw a large Bible at the centerpiece of everyone's living area. And but you rarely went into a home that was not the centerpiece in anyone's living area. Now you go into homes and you'll find that the center of the living area is probably an entertainment center, some kind of game box or video box games that play, or some massive television that gets all the attention. But there was a time that you couldn't enter a home without seeing a large Bible as the focal points of the living area.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Very good point. Amen. I'm sure. Amen. That would always want everybody want to know, let you know. Amen. They have gods, and some reason, somehow, they would have a Bible somewhere in the house, and always have a time. Amen. For that. Amen. So we're getting ready now to shift in, amen, in this study, nations and how people can apply, amen, the Word of God, of how people can get God's attention. We want to look at the King. We want to look at the book of 2 Kings and the seventh chapter. And there might be some out there and understanding that even in the Old Testament, and this Second Kings ties in, amen, with agreement that Jesus talked about and Matthew talks about in the book of Matthew 18:19 chapter with 2 or 3, amen, 18:19 verses of the 18th chapter of Matthew's. This ties in concerning agreement, and that's one. It's a powerful thing. It's a powerful thing when men and women would come together. Men and women would come together. I think we have another call on the line. Amen. Area code 305-4271. Area code 305-4271. Another caller on the line. God bless you.
God bless you, Bishop.
Yes, sir, Doctor. How you doing?
I'm doing well. I thank God for life. I'm sitting listening tonight, and I think you can get God's attention. I certainly come to know his ears. It's not hard. It's not heavy. They can hear you.
All
but
right.
Now,
all
if
right.
I regard iniquity in my heart, he won't hear me.
Mm-hmm.
I can't get his attention. But what I'm looking at is, if you call on Jesus, you got God's attention. If any man call on Jesus, any man come to Jesus, he got God's attention. Matter of fact, the Word teaches us if we serve God and serve one another, God will honor us. He always, and not only that, if we are being died or filled with the Spirit of God, then he will not mm-hmm. leave us. You see, it's God, it's Isaiah, God with us. So you want to get God's attention, you get in Christ. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And you find the directives from God. You might not know nothing, but you gonna always get it. He'll teach you. But you got to get in his hand, get in him first. You see what I'm saying? So I'm looking at the situation whereas people live everywhere. You see, his eyes are in every place. He's looking, he's watching. He's beholding the good and the bad. You see, not only that, those that belong to him, we always got his attention. All we got to do is call out to him. He said, you call me, and I hear you. Am I making sense? So what we have to do is come to Jesus. Be filled with the Spirit, you see. And when we get in the Word, the Holy Ghost will lead. And you know, and I'm saying that I find that there's a shortage of the Spirit of God you see. You can go so far into study, you know, what have you, but you got to be led because there's a mystery that the Holy Ghost got to reveal to you. You see, even in the slightest conscious minds. So this is what God wants to do. He wants to draw us closer. You see, by us not being ignorant. You see, if we get rid of ignorance, as the first caller was saying, being transformed, that's getting rid of your ignorance. And that way we'll be able to get close to God. And not only that, I find that if we love one another, my God, have mercy, God will honor you. He will show up. He will defend you if you love one another. And one more thing, if we forgive one another, you got his attention. You see what I'm saying? If you forgive, amen, I don't care what the deal is, you got God's attention, you see. So that's what I kind of look at that call. Because he's a wonderful, he's more than good, amen. Jesus to Israel, he said, all day long, I stand with outstretched arm. That's what he says to Israel. But now look at here. They hung him on the tree, and he stayed there with outstretched arms. Ain't that something? To the whole globe. And he said, now any man will come to me. Now listen. And he signified it with his death. Amen. And wrote it in his blood. So that's kind of what I'm looking at. You're in God's vision. You're in him when you're walking with the Lord. But look at here. The struggle is where you got to keep your eyes on Jesus. And you keep your eyes on Jesus, you got the Father's attention. He'll honor you. That's what I'm looking at, Bishop.
All right. As always, amen. We always got the ship rolling. You know, we all got the ship rolling here. Amen. And the listeners, that takes in the babes, those that are seeking God. Amen. Isaiah, amen, was quoted there, as well as if you're seeking God, those are babies in Christ. Amen. First, you got to get in him. You have to get in him and get the Spirit of God in. My Lord, the Old Testament saints don't have what we have now. Amen. Greater than John the Baptist is now. You all, you got the Holy Ghost and amen. You got the church. Amen. God gave us all the tools we need. Amen. To walk upright, fight the spiritual battle. Amen. God has not left his saints, never left his church. Amen. Without no equipment, no food, no way to fight these demons and amen. This organized spiritual group coming after his saints. Amen. Until Jesus come, the church have equipped us. Amen. Once you get in Christ, as the caller says, and the Holy Spirit will tell you exactly what needs to be done. Amen. Get in his word. I remember, amen, and the Holy Spirit reminded me one time I was getting ready for a tent revival, and I was praying all during the week, and got down to the last night. Amen. And fasting and praying as always, get up and skip a breakfast or lunch, got ready and got down on my knees, getting ready to start praying. The Holy Spirit said, you better get my word. I said, oh Lord, oh my God. Amen. I jumped up and started scratching and looking and reading and going through Bibles and back and forth. I remember what the Lord told Moses, said, Moses, what you got in your hand? Amen. God has equipped it. Every child of God, amen, have a portion, amen, of talents, of riches, and according to their ability, amen. God has equipped it, every man and child of God, and what to use. Once you get God's attention, and we're working over now how to use this, how to use God's attention. And the gospel is, like a caller was saying, that the gospel is forgiving, Amen, amen. God gave his son. God gave his son. Now, amen. Then after that, he forgave us. So we got to forgive one another. You just came on, accept Jesus, accept him as Lord and Savior. Amen. Gave me your soul, but you don't want to forgive nobody. That's, amen. You can get God's attention, but you won't hear him. Amen. He won't hear you. You got iniquity in your heart. So we have to write that down. Amen. You got to come to God giving. Amen. Giving. And you have to come forgiving. Forgiving. And one of the saints, the Old Testament saints, amen, they didn't have nothing on us. But amen. But God has given us more. The Holy Spirit is in us. Amen. But the saints, and many stories written in the Old Covenant, amen, the ABCs of faith, amen, application, amen. And here in 2 Kings, where we find it in the 7th chapter, and these lepers, amen, they didn't know the prophecy of Elisha, amen. 2 Kings was talking about, amen, God prophesied in, amen, in Samaria. Amen. The gates of Samaria, what's going to happen? And notice the third verse of the 7th chapter of 2 Kings. He says, and there were four lepers, men that entered in at the gate, and they said one to another, why sit we here until we die? Amen. You know, the saints of God, amen, this warfare we're in, we need one another. The devil is organized. Amen. They teaming up. They networking. They tooling. Amen. They recognize who the leader is. Beelzebub, Satan. Amen. Lucifer, the son of the morning. Amen. They recognize they have different principalities and powers, different cities. Same things go on in one city worse than they do in another city. Principalities and powers. In God's people, we got to learn how to work together. Amen. Pray for one another and share with one another. Amen. And here these lepers, they said, and you go on and read the story on your own, they said, we're going to have to get something. Our situation not going to change. Amen. We're lepers. Our situation will not change. If we stay here outside this city, we're going to die. We're going to die. If we decide to go in the city, amen, at least if they kill us in there, at least we're not going to die here by ourselves. But they didn't know that God had moved ahead of them, amen, in this prophecy. And this lets you know that God has prepared his children. He prepared, but sometimes we're going to have to move out of a situation. Some of you that's in Matthew 18 chapter, 18 verse, amen, 17, 18 verse. I've exercised that many times. And it says that, amen, whatever you bind on earth and bound in heaven, where two or three come together in prayer. And I have did that with different preachers and talked to members, even our family members. One can change 1,000, two can change 10,000. Amen. We come together in unforgiveness and prayer and loving one another. Amen. We can move these powers. Things can change. Things can change. So keep that in your study. Amen. All of us are going through different areas, going through different times and seasons in our life. And the Holy Spirit is telling us, amen, if we tool up together, amen. These big corporations now, listen, how these stores and many businesses are going bankrupt, and some are changing name and joining in with others. Amen. They're not saying, amen, God's people are weak. No, sometimes we need one another. We need one another. Amen. To fight this spiritual warfare. To fight this spiritual warfare. To get God's attention, we need to forgive and learn how to agree. Agreement. Agreement is powerful. Those that are saved, amen, especially young men and women, you need to learn how to go to the church, amen, and come together under some leadership, amen, and learn how to agree. and support that ministry, because it's powerful. It's powerful. The Holy Spirit will lead you. The Holy Spirit will not lead you out of a ministry. He will not leave you out there by yourself, out there in the woods, amen, so to speak. No church, no leader, nobody praying for you, amen. You out there battling by yourself. Doesn't make sense spiritually, amen. Natural warfare, amen. Those that go over and want to fight for America, fight for the country, amen. Even the world got gangs running together. The animals have, amen, they have flocks and, amen, and different little groups running together. So it's time for the saints, amen, amen, to get God's attention with one of your problems, amen. You can come to agreement. As one weapon, amen, can be used after you get saved. You come to Christ and listen to the Holy Spirit, amen, and deal with the Word of God. It's scripture, amen, dealing with the Word of God. And that's why we come together in Bible study. Amen. We come in together here. Amen. Under love and consideration and sharing one for another. Amen. All right. I think we have another caller. Amen. Area code, I think it's back to 305, I believe it is. 4271. We'll be back there again. Amen.
Bishop.
Amen. All right. All right. Yes, sir.
As you was talking there, I got another thought while you was talking from you.
Okay.
When Jesus, he taught his disciples, and he took care of them, you see, mm-hmm. He directed them, but then he says, "I'm gonna go away, and you remain, 'cause I'm gonna send you another comforter." You see, and that's what the whole world needs, because with him it's beyond your human experience. See, the day will come that mm-hmm. we won't be able to speak for ourselves. Oh yeah, yes, oh yeah, sir. We know the word. You see what I'm saying? But the mm-hmm. day will come that we won't be able to, sometimes we can't dress ourselves. Sometimes there's displeasure, there's discomfort. Sometimes there's headaches just won't go away. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. we need the comforter there to deal with these matters that medicine can't fix. Amen.
Yes, sir.
We need the comforter. When we are studying his word and we get with a mind get hung up there, and sometimes we can't get over the ridge, see? So mm-hmm. this is how we really overcome, through him. That's through Christ. The Spirit of Christ mm-hmm. is what we need. And I'll tell you something, I let it get right down to eat the meat to the bone. You won't have so much disagreement as you were saying. You see what I'm saying? I won't find it difficult to listen to you, Bishop, if I get the mm-hmm. other comforter. You see,
mm-hmm.
I won't be fighting you. You see what I'm saying? I ain't talking about physically. I'm talking about in my mind. I won't oppose you. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because he, just like he did in the scripture, when the disciples came together, you see, on the issues about what they should say to the Gentiles, or what the letter that needed to go to the Gentile, to the church, you see. Well, the Holy Ghost was there to make all the appropriate things. Whatever was said, it was through the Holy Ghost. So I'm just saying, this is the necessity. I don't care how well I can sing, I need the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Yes, sir.
I don't care how well I can preach. You see what I'm saying? I need the other comforter. Cause I'm going to tell you something. Preaching it could be skillful, but I'm going to tell you something. It tears down your foundation. You need something to hold you together. Amen.
Amen.
And God can really reveal himself in greater power through the Holy Spirit, you see. So this is what we need so we can hold ourselves together because, listen, I'm just like you, amen, and just like the rest of the world. We have our limits. You see what I'm saying? But through Christ, all things are possible. So that's what I was getting from you while you was talking there. I thank you for that.
God bless you. God bless you. That's the Holy Spirit. You know, he's the author. Amen. He's the one that's working in this Bible study. Amen.
Isn't he so?
Thank God. Amen. Without him, amen, without him, amen, we just, like a car trying to go around the street with no gas and one tire missing. Amen. We're going to be bumping and bump through life. Amen. We're going to be bumping and bump through life.
Amen. Amen.
You won't be running smoothly. Amen. The Holy Spirit is the one that don't worry about it. We'll fix that tire around the corner. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I was looking at the, when I was studying, I ran across that scripture. Amen. In St. John, Jesus said, I send you another comforter. I said, wait a minute now. He left the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost. Now he's talking about a comforter. Another comforter.
Another
Amen.
One.
And he haven't left, but he said, I'm not going to leave you now. I'm going to send you another comforter, Spirit of Truth. Amen. And I found, like you said, amen, he'll be with you. He'll be in you. Amen. And he does it all. He does it all. We have to recognize the Holy Spirit. He's our paraclete. He's one. He stands alone on side. He intercedes for us. Amen. He's everything. Amen. He's everything. St. John 14. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things. And bring all things to you. Remember whatsoever I said unto you. Amen. That's St. John 14:26. Amen. For those of you that, amen, seem as though they don't want to teach it or preach it, amen, we need it. We need the seeking God, get his attention. Amen. God is not like man. He's not like man. Amen. He will not hide anything from you. All right, St. John, area code 954-4227.
Yes, Bishop, I was just listening to Elder Gary there, and he just made me, it just brought something back to mind to me, and he's so right about the Holy Spirit. You know, they say that God can hear the tears that fall upon the pillows, and I know that. I know I've spent a lot of time in the hospital and out of the hospital recovering, and there were many a times when you could not make a sound. And the medications and stuff was in your mind, and it was the Holy Spirit in my mind that kept my sanity. That was crying out to the Lord for me, and I know it was the Holy Spirit crying out because he would bring different scriptures to me, and you know I had one in particular when the Lord said that you can try him, but I will not give you charge over his body. When he's talking about Job, and the Holy Spirit is that medium. He's there when you can't do. The Holy Spirit is there to do it for you. And if you ever get in that situation where you can't do for yourself, you'll know then that the Spirit of God is in you and working for you, because you'll know that there's nothing I can do. And at this point, the Holy Spirit know the times that I have been seeking God now, because that I got something in the bank, so to speak. And the Holy Spirit know it because he's been with me all the while. And now what I put in the bank, what I stored up in my prayers and my lifestyle, now I got to depend upon the Holy Spirit now to intercede for me. because I'm not able now. And I just, when y'all said that, it just made me think back to those times when you just kind of cry out in your spirit, and it's only the Holy Spirit there that can speak for you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, as well. Amen. He is like Jesus said. Jesus said, when he comes, amen, he'll never leave you. Amen. He'll be with you always, even to the end of the world. Amen. Thank God for the God Spirit. Amen. He's a comforter. He's a keeper. He's a guider. He's a teacher. Amen. Whatever it takes to comfort us, amen, whatever it takes to comfort us, he'll give us that. And as well as he can give us other words, amen, in other direction, amen. I remember James said, we have not because we ask not. And I have learned that, amen. And many saints and members, amen, we are in that part of the season, amen, of growth, because everything should grow. And when you come in Christ, there's always growth, amen. And Jesus, amen, always give us words and understanding. If we ask him, he will tell us. If we ask him about, amen, your needs, and he will tell you. The Holy Spirit will not keep back from you, but he will not overrun your will. So if you ask him, he will tell you. Amen. Don't let nothing short you in this life to represent him. We are the salt of the earth. Amen. And I forgot the mixture of salt, but it's two. Amen. But it's salt. Amen. We're the saints of God. I remember I had a neighbor. Everywhere I go, I didn't know he was on the radio. He found out I was on the radio many years ago, and he would come by, and he would see me. Amen. Anywhere he'll go, hey, preacher. Hello, in this grocery store, any place. Amen. He was involved in the gospel, but he was involved in the gospel. Amen. He was using the gospel for his own welfare. Amen. He wanted attention, and I would have to recognize him in a quiet way. I tried it because he'd get out in public. He'd holler, hey, right across the parking lot and the stores and the restaurant, because he won't. People recognize him, amen. But the Holy Spirit wants us to be the salt of the earth. Wherever we walk in, amen, and whatever we might say, a hallelujah, how you doing, praise God, a smile, amen. The Holy Spirit, amen, through our prayers and our attention and our, amen, personal involvement, we can change and save the world. Amen. That's why saints of God, amen, listen, pray to him and ask him. He can use you even in times like this. Amen. Even in this broadcast, you might think that, well, I don't have nothing I can give God, another talent. Amen. You ask him, he'll open up a way for you. He will open up a way for you. And this is a true testimony where you all that are listening and on this, amen, on this broadcast, amen. We start off with 15 minutes, 30 minutes, now we're up to an hour, amen, because I ask God, how can I continue to spread the gospel? Amen. We're going to pray, Lord. We thank you for always of our listeners and ministers and those that are, oh God, that will hear this broadcast. Lord, we ask you to send your spirit, oh God, and bind every infirmity, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We bind Satan's hand. We bind every infirmity of the body, oh God, renew these bodies, oh God, for your spiritual soldiers, Lord, up strengthen these soldiers, Lord, equip them, oh God, equip them with your spirit, equip them and revitalize their mind and their soul, oh God, give them revelation more how to do your work and your will. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen. God bless you all. As always, you can go to our website, www.jciministries.org, www.jciministries.org, amen, and view the broadcast again, and as well as, amen, pray for one another, amen. In our agreement, amen, we agree here that God, amen, is the real God, amen, through his Son, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, all are one, and he loves you. Until next time is our prayer. God bless you.